Look, Forest Main Pipeline Project, M19-13, Middle Ward. More money going out.
Mr. President, back again. Thank you very much. The four items before you today. First one up, the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility. You know, we have on the budget a major upgrade project at South Coastal. You have designated an engineer of record, GHD. They have several amendments which you approved, which deal with that expansion and the design. And one of the components we identified was the effluent force main, the section which is located on the grounds of the facility. That dates back to the original facility from the 70s. We recently had three breaks on that pipeline. It's part of the, it has to be relocated under the project. We'd like to accelerate that relocation. We'd like to do this under the time and material contract, which has been identified as one of the tasks. And in order to save the county a significant amount of money, about $15,000 in markup, we took it on ourselves to advertise the material by itself. That was the project we have currently advertised and sent to a number of vendors. And we got three bids back last week. And we'd like for you to award the lowest material contract award. And that will then be delivered and used in the installation early next spring. So that's the project in a nutshell.
You have a motion?
Please, sir. Jumping right to the motion.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the base bid for Sussex County project M19-13 materials effluent force main pipeline be awarded to Core and Main Limited Partnership at the bid amount of $241,364.80.
I'll make a motion. Second, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
With all the money he's saving this county, I'm going to vote yes.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson, and thank you, Mr. President. The next one up is the agricultural farm leases near and dear to Councilman Wilson's.
I don't know about that.
All right, we have a number of properties, as you know. Some of them are under longer-term leases. Five of them were under year-over-year leases, and some of these five included more than one tax parcel. So it's more than five parcels, but it included five year-over-year leases. We canceled the leases in accordance with state law for farm lease cancellations, re-advertised them for a longer period, i.e. 4 years, and that is to bring all of our farm leases on the same year, 2022. That was the only reason we picked the 4 years. We send a advertisement to each one of the current five leaseholders, as well as in the newspaper advertisement. So in the end, we had four responses, and we have four of the recommendations go to one farming entity, one recommendation goes to the other, but the award goes to the highest offer per acre. And that's the highest offer per acre over the four-year period for the four seasons. So now that will A, establish long-term leases. It will A, or B, also allow us to, if we get these properties permitted for a Class B application, that's now also written in the lease, which was not written in the year-over-year leases. And that's, I think it puts us on a good footing with the farming community.
Okay. You have a motion for that?
We have a motion for it. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve the award of bid items A, C, D, and E to C. Period McGee Farms LLC for a combined total of $13,237.60 per year, and bid item B to Daryl Atkins in the amount of $6,660 per year, each lease effective through four crop seasons ending on December 31st, 2022.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions?
How much an acre was that?
Pardon me?
How much an acre did we get?
It was different for each farm.
Yes, it's different for each
farm. I know you read the total number, but I just...
Yes, it's different for each farm. The... The bid price was for the, it ranged between $40 per acre to $100 per acre for C. McGee Farms, and it was $111 for Darrell Atkins for that property.
$111.
Yes, $111 per acre for Mr. Atkins, and Mr. Chris McGee, he ranged for the lowest one, which is the farm around the South Coastal facility, that was $40 per acre, to the highest price he submitted was $75 for the other ones.
$40 on the coastal?
Yes, that's a very small piece, and it's pretty cut up.
I thought so.
More questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
Last one before you is the maintenance building, the multifunction maintenance building. I gave you a little bit of history of how we arrived at the 10,000 square foot facility, how it was bid out, how you awarded it, and the one change order you had since then awarded, which had to deal with the actual foundation reactions based on real calculation by the building manufacturer. There's a number of items on the change order, as you see. The two drivers are, biggest one is the fire alarm system. The original building, EMS garage, which is now demolished, had a fire alarm, which could unfortunately not be reused. The consensus was from EMS as well as the administration that we should have a fire alarm system, so we priced it out with Advantech as well as our contractor for the installation, Advantech being the state contract for just the equipment and installation and maintenance. And the other one is the electrical wiring associated with it. The second one was an enhanced control system. We had a very basic HVAC control system going into the bid, and we wanted to have a more enhanced system, so we had a request to the HVAC control company as well as the electrical guys to run the associated conduits. If you add these two up, they're the bulk of the work, and there's a number of credits and a number of small additions, total $73,000 total. The President and I had the opportunity to discuss the advantage of the fire alarm system. There is an annual maintenance fee. However, Mr. President, there's also a credit on the insurance.
That's correct.
So we got both. They sort of wash each other out. Not quite. I won't tell you which one's more expensive. But it is an advantage as well as a cost. So we are also working on a number of other small credits. They didn't make it in time, but I will be shortly before you with a change order number 3, which is mostly going to be credits. So having said that...
We have a motion?
Yes, we do have a motion.
Be
removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department and change order number 2 for contract number 17-09, Sussex County Maintenance Garage be approved, increasing the contract amount by $73,197.49 for a new contract total of $2,075,277.49.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And last, sir.
Before you is the Surface Water Matching Planning Grant, Silver Lake, Lake Comegys. This is the state offers under the Water Infrastructure Advisory Council planning grants for wastewater, drinking water, and surface water. This being the Surface Water Matching Grant. The lake, as it is, presents itself today, falls under 3 jurisdictions, the City of Rehoboth, City of Dewey Beach, Town of Dewey Beach, and the unincorporated area of Sussex. So the 3 jurisdictions met, discussing the various outfalls contributing to the runoff, that stormwater runoff, not wastewater runoff, into the lake, and how that affects the interjurisdictional issues. So in this, the state was encouraging 3 jurisdictions to come together and file for this particular planning grant. The state would provide 50% of the match. The 3 jurisdictions provide an equal share of each, so the county would be providing 33% of $50,000. Now this, we're sort of working ahead, thinking ahead. In the future, when this area, after the 2020 census, goes to an MS4, area, which means, you know, like you have to map your stormwater outfalls. We would be ahead of the game, and we would also have a plan of what could be included from a water quality standpoint, because that's a requirement that you have to have in your matching, in your planning, also consider water quality aspects. So having said that, it's a good opportunity. It's a good opportunity for a joint corporation. And Mr. Lawson has sent a note of notice of intent to the state that we would be seeking this under the spearheading of the city of Rehoboth. They are the lead community be submitting this particular request with your concurrence.
You have a motion?
We have a motion, Mr. President. The motion will be coming from Mr. Lawson.
Okay. Somebody's got a motion.
I don't know that I had a motion prepared, but we can wing it. You want to utilize the format that you've used on the other?
We'll utilize the format.
I'm shocked that you two are not prepared.
It happens, but very rare.
We'd be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Administration and Engineering Department that the Sussex County Council approve one-third of the $50,000 required match for the state's surface water planning grant application.
That's your motion, Mr. Lawson?
Sounds like a good motion to me, yes.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second. Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
Yeah. Do we need anything in writing just for the record later, or are we good with this verbal?
I think we're good. It's all in minutes now, right, Robin? Yeah, it's there.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be there.
Just to reaffirm.
We're going to get rid of our surface water.
We're good. We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I have the motion carried. Thank you, sir.
President.
Great job.
Great job. Great job.
Mr. Cornwell. Step right up. Oh, Mr. Robertson,